1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. We're in the upper single digits above zero currently under clear skies. Enjoy the cold but dry weather. Snow coming in tomorrow. We'll detail that following the news. And our top story is the continued investigation into a homicide on Sheboygan's southwest side. Sheboygan police releasing more information this morning regarding the death of a Sheboygan man. Captain Jim Vieser said officers found the body of the 41-year-old victim at his apartment on Meadowlark Drive early yesterday morning. He said the victim may have been dead for several days.
Just because of the actions of the suspect and the unknown whereabouts of the victim. So we believe that this occurred, you know, we don't have the specific number of days, but we feel it happened a number of days prior to the discovery of the body.
Vieser said an autopsy of the body was performed yesterday and the investigation into the murder continues. Police did take the victim's 17-year-old son into custody, who was living at the apartment, and have requested a charge of first-degree intentional homicide against him. District Attorney Joe DiCecco said charges may be filed on Monday at the earliest. There was a fatal snowmobile crash in Fond du Lac County yesterday afternoon involving an Adel man. Sheriff's officials got a call at 1:06 p.m. about the accident on a snowmobile trail off County Highway S in the town of Auburn. A 47-year-old man crashed into a tree and died at the scene. The Department of Natural Resources is investigating the accident. The State Patrol is continuing its investigation of a high-speed police chase in Sheboygan County, which ended in the death of the fleeing driver on Wednesday night. More from Mike Kinzel.
Patrol Sergeant Chris Juschka has identified the driver as 49-year-old Stephen Lutz of Germantown. He said that the State Patrol is performing a crash reconstruction as part of its investigation. Juschka said Lutz was fleeing from Sheboygan County deputies at a high rate of speed when he lost control on Decker Road near Adel. His vehicle left the road, went up on a snowbank and rolled over, and then struck a utility pole. Lutz was ejected in the process and dead at the scene. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
President Obama addressed the problem of long-term unemployment in the East Room at the White House this morning. Many people out of work for long periods of time have faced difficulty landing new jobs, and the president acknowledges their dilemma.
It's a cruel catch-22. The longer you're unemployed, the more unemployable you may seem. Now, this is an illusion, but it's one that unfortunately, we know statistically is happening out there.
The president has asked major corporations like Apple and Walmart to commit to hiring long-term unemployed people, and at today's event, he signed a presidential memo directing the federal government to do the same. Somewhat similar comments were made by President Obama when he visited Wisconsin yesterday. He told hundreds of workers at Waukesha's GE gas engine plant that not everyone needs a college degree in order to have a great career, as long as they get the appropriate training needed.
So what we're going to do is we're going to review all of federal job training programs, soup to nuts, and then we're also going to be supporting local ones. I've asked Vice President Biden and top officials in the federal government to reach out to governors, mayors, business leaders, labor leaders, Democratic and Republican members of Congress. Let's find what programs are working best and let's duplicate them and expand them.
Obama praised GE for its youth and adult apprenticeship programs. Legislation that would allow someone to work the same job for up to 7 days straight gets a hearing at the Capitol. The bill from State Senator Glenn Grothman would allow employees to volunteer to work for 7 days in a row without a day off. The West Bend Republican says thousands of people are already doing it, just not always at the same job.
If you work 7 days a week in the same job, you might get time and a half or double time on the sixth or seventh day, whereas if you have to spread it out over two or three different jobs, you're not going to get any overtime.
During a hearing on the bill yesterday at the Capitol, State Senator Fred Risser argued the change could result in people being forced to work extra hours.
It's beautiful on paper, but in the real world, isn't this, aren't you subjecting certain employees to possible intimidation by employers?
Grothman argues he has never heard of anyone complaining about being given a chance to earn overtime pay. There's a new proposal to require hands-free devices when using a cell phone and driving in the state. Eric Grillert spoke with one of the authors of the bill.
Assembly Democratic leader Peter Barca says cell phone use is involved in a high number of crashes nationwide.
Comes to over 500,000 crashes. 330,000 injuries, 12,000 serious injuries, and 2,600 deaths.
If passed, the effective date would be delayed 1 year to allow drivers to purchase hands-free capable devices. Earlier this month, Illinois became the 12th state to outlaw the use of handheld cell phones while driving.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
Low-income Wisconsinites who use propane to heat their homes will get an extra $14 million under the Federal Fuel Assistance Program. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin announced the allocation yesterday as state residents continue to struggle with a propane shortage that has raised prices beyond $5 a gallon. Governor Scott Walker made a similar request to President Obama this week, and he reinforced the urgency of the matter when he met with Obama at Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport when the president came by yesterday. Baldwin said rural homeowners are facing, quote, crisis conditions. A programming note, we will have high school basketball coverage on this evening on 1330 WHBL. Sheboygan South will be hosting De Pere, and John Hensler will have the play-by-play starting at around 7:30. You'll have dry conditions traveling around for high school basketball games and any other sporting events this evening, but it will be cold. For the rest of today, mostly sunny skies, a high near 11. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low near 2. There is a winter weather advisory in effect for Sheboygan County tomorrow as another storm system moves in, possibly up to 3 inches of snow, and we'll see a high near 16. Currently outside, 8 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg, WHBL News Time, 1206.